views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Are you truthfully ready to create a life with ease and grace? It's time for you to step into the life you've always dreamed of. I'm Tracy Al, and I'm going to teach you how to unleash the superhuman within. Together, we will shift your energy and step into a world of unlimited possibilities. After three near-death experiences, a kidnapping, and a closet full of illnesses, I learned the keys to unlocking the secrets within, and now I'm ready to help you unlock your secrets. Join me every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where the natural meets the supernatural. Hi, I'm Tracy Al, and welcome to this week's episode of the Tracy Al Clark Show. It is not a call-in show today because I have some special guests with me today, my super facilitators, Rob Blair and Doris Marcos. We're actually getting to the end of 2020, and one of the things that comes up a lot with 2020 is really expanding into the truth and expanding into who you really are. And a lot of times people say, I am stuck, and they get caught on this space, I am stuck. And the reason this is top of my brain right now for our show today is in my Miraculous Academy, I was hearing a lot of people talk about being stuck. The reality is, if you are stuck in something, it is because you are resistant to something changing in your life. You have a lot of resistance. So today we're going to talk about resistance, how you can become unstuck, and what are the tools that we use in our community that can even help you get further? Because 2020 is about your dreams, your visions, and coming into the whole new you. And the energy is supporting that. So as we're at the end of the year, a lot of people are saying, I have aches and I have pains and what's happening. It's just your body recalibrating for the new energies, especially if they're not able to find anything, always go check it out at your doctor's. But if they say, I can't find anything, 99.9% of the time, it is your system recalibrating. And that is what happens on a very, very, very regular basis. So we're moving into an energetic field on the whole universe that we've never been in before, as this last 10 years is letting go. So I am so thrilled to be able to have this conversation today, as every conversation we have on the Tracy L. Clark Show, there is no script. We do not have a script. We follow the energy to see what is best for you. So welcome, Rob, and welcome, Doris. How are we today?
Great. Thank you so much for having us again.
Great
to share this with Rob.
I know, the two super facilitators, who you will find them on my website, tracylclark.com. It's great when you're growing, and we have such a great community and team. I want to start off, maybe Rob, we'll go with you first. What came up for you when I said that? Because quite often we do hear people say, I'm stuck, but energy is moving all the time. So energy is never stuck. But people have this mindset, especially now, that I'm stuck. That's not going to move. But it is resistance.
Oh, of course it is. And the big thing is your mind. When you stay in your mind, it's nonstop. And you get stuck because you keep focusing on that one thing. And for me personally, I mean, my biggest sticking point, even through this year, we had to work through this together, was my finances. And it was always, you know, although I have to trust and know everything's going to work out, my mind would get involved and I'd be like, I have to make it work. I'm the one who has to do this and A and B equals C, instead of trusting into that everything was going to be okay and that, you know, it would work out well for me. And like I had an absolute perfect example yesterday is we didn't have quite enough in our account to cover the rent, which is coming next week. So I thought, oh, I'm going to have to shift around finance, you know, my investments and sell them off and all that kind of stuff. And I stopped myself because my mind was going and I dropped in the heart. And I said, you know what? I just trust everything's going to be fine. Like God's going to look after us. The universe is going to provide for us. And not an hour later, all of a sudden we got $1,000. Just turned up out of the blue, out of nowhere. And I was like, yes, you
I'll
know.
That.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Well, can I ask you, so it is about trusting, but also what was it that you noticed that was the resistance in that? Because when something is blocked, we have a resistance in really going to another level or going somewhere different in our life. And that is why we, stay stuck. It's not the energy. It is our mindset. So when you were being in gratitude for everything and just letting it go, what was the resistance you let go of that allowed all of that extra to come through?
The biggest resistance for absolutely everything that we talk about, it was fear.
I love this. So, and it is true. So the fear, I'm going to dig a little bit deeper because I want the listeners to really understand this. The fear, because you're so amazing at what you do and how you help people, but then you would find ways to sort of, Rob is good at finding ways to get rid of the money you're not bringing based on the fear of breaking the old pattern of what you grew up with. And you've done amazing at letting that go this year. So yesterday having this, what was the fear that you were able to pinpoint? Because this is what the listeners have to really realize. I'm stuck. I have resistance. So what is the fear I'm holding on to truthfully? Not like, oh, my brain is telling me this, but truthfully, what is the fear?
Well, the big fear, and this has come up quite a few times over this last year, is that because of my past programming, patterning, relationships, and everything like that, that if we stepped into, my wife and I stepped into a new realm, a new financial realm, one of us was going to get left behind. Mm-hmm. So it had happened to me before, you know, as soon as I moved into a new, you know, because I grew up with not a lot of money.
Yeah.
And my mother left. As soon as my dad started making some good money all of a sudden, the family split. The same thing happened with myself and my ex-wife. As soon as I moved into a higher financial level, we split. So now all of a sudden I'm with Julie, who I love dearly. And that fear of the split, if I make more money, the family's going to split.
Yeah. So what was the tool you used after identifying that that was the resistance to let that go?
The simple one, the simplest one. Thank you, God, reset, let go.
You know, it's so simple, but it works so fast because when you have that realization where you're able to back it out, that's that aha moment. But when you can say, thank you, God, reset, let go, then that's saying to the body, I don't need to hold on to it anymore. So now I can bring in the new. Thank you, God, I get to bring in the new.
Well, and that's also that as soon as I reset and let go, now I'm creating space in my body. I'm creating openness in my field. And the problem with most people is what they do is as soon as they create that space, they want to fill it with the old crap again.
Amen. Yeah, they do. They want to fill it. You're right. And they go back into the brain and then see I'm stuck just to prove to themselves they're still stuck. Well, because they're filling it with old programming again.
It's a familiar person that they love so much that they don't want to let go of almost.
Oh yeah.
It's like that friend, that best friend. It's like, I know they're bad for me, but you know what? I need to stick with them. That's almost how it feels.
Yeah, it's so true because again, people forget they get stuck because that stuck position is so familiar. So if you guys are listening, like really get real with yourself. What is familiar that I'm ready to let go of and start to denounce that and start to acknowledge it? Because if you can do that before the end of the year, you're going to notice that you can create the space to bring in new energy and new vibrations to create whatever it is you're looking for. And that's the key because it's heart, right? It's not head. It's sort of, everybody knows, and I keep bringing it up, but yes, I'm the biggest Star Wars nerd. But in one of the clips that we put in, I've shared with our Miraculous Academy, was the episode where Yoda's like, you know, close your eyes, you know, you got to go into the heart. And it's through the heart where you close your eyes. That's what you're feeling and you're letting that information go. It sounds like Doris, you got to let your puppy in. Can you go do that?
He's at the front door. He's saying hello.
More people coming. He wants to say hello. He's
a little puppy spirit today. Yes. So actually, I will interject with that because this morning I loved that video. And I remember Luke in that particular video was throwing a fit because he kept saying, I can't do it. It's impossible. And so many people can relate to that because you have your little pity party. Like, oh, I can't do it. It's not for me. Because again, you have to let go of the control of what's going to happen. And it's a scary place and you don't think you're capable. But when you do, wow, look at, he was able to do it.
Yeah. And they also, so many people get into, I can't do it because you just haven't been shown how you haven't. And you got to take the patience, guys, to get through and move through this energy. And you can do it. You really can if you're willing to look at those resistance. I think that is one of the things that I love about watching you guys, you know, change your life and things that I know I've moved through and many, many people that we work with is when you see those huge breakthroughs and realizing that, oh yeah, I don't have to be resistant. It's just within me because it's already sitting there. Like when people say, oh, I need more money or I need more love. Like it's already in there. You're just resistant to letting it come out.
And one of the biggest things about this is we tend to focus on that one thing.
I know.
And that's what we spend all our time. So actually Julie and I were just talking about this just before the show. So I guess I was supposed to say it.
Yeah.
But it was when we first started our work with this. Yeah, we were struggling with finances in a big way. We had all these other issues going on. But Julie turned to me and said, but you know, the one thing I kept coming back to is I'm not living in pain anymore. You helped her release her neck, which she hadn't been able to move her neck for 10 years.
Yeah.
She was in pain every day, popping pills all day long. And you helped her to let that go. And all of a sudden her neck had moved. So regardless of all the other stuff that was going wrong, she was in gratitude. I am so grateful for this.
Yeah, and the other thing that I really want people to know, and I know it's okay if I share this, is you guys have had some massive, very big financial breakthroughs. You really have. You've had huge, huge, huge ones, like massive ones. And, you know, even I love one of your stories with the government where you – do you want to tell that one? Because there's a point to this.
It was $30,000. All of a sudden the government came out of the blue and said we owed $30,000 to the tax man.
Yeah.
And we were at first we were in panic and then we just calmed down. But the mind kept saying, I can't see any way out of this. I can see no way. There's no possible way that I'm going to get $30,000 together to pay tax. And finally, I had to let that go. I had to release the fear of the control they had over me. And Julie as well, release that fear. And then all of a sudden, I was looking and I found these tax receipts that I gave to the accountant. And the next thing you know, they owed us $20,000. Overnight, it changed like that. Once I released that fear.
Yeah. And you had the awareness, and this is what I want people to realize. So sometimes when the finances go up and down like that, and that was your other realization the other day, is there was another level of the resistance to release, right? So you're such huge manifestors that you brought in these huge spaces, you wipe out debt like crazy, like you guys are debt free, like you've done some really cool things. And that's what I want people to realize, because you guys were able to look at it. And I love what you were talking about with the gratitude, because it's true. So many people focus on what hasn't happened. And if you can focus and let go of the fear and focus on what has happened. And like Jules, I talk about that with my head. Like when I had the damaged nerve system at birth, I got my eyes and my arms under control, but my neck would still shake, but I knew it needed a physical adjustment based on all the damage from birth. 5 neurologists said not going to happen. I looked like a Pez doll, like I was having seizures. And it was 10 years of doing the work before I found that person. So now that was 8 years ago, I found them, but I'd already been doing the work for 10 years. And like Julie, I was sitting there focusing on, well, thank God, even though my head is in excruciating pain every day still, my arms and my eyes at least aren't, you know, moving like crazy too. So it was that I got rid of the rest. I got rid of everything else in my body. All the other ailments had gone. So this was the last ailment, but I could have sat there going, okay, well, I got rid of 25 ailments, but this is still there, which I would never have come into contact with the person I needed to, the incredible person that could do the osteopathic adjustment that I knew I needed. I just needed to find the right person. And I think that's the big thing. If people could really listen to that today, stop focusing on what hasn't come into your life and make yourself a promise for 2020. Start focusing on what you've created if you want to speed up your manifesting and get rid of resistance.
Well, I can tell you one more great financial story. And this was really getting rid of that resistance and showing gratitude. And it was Julie and I would both give you the last $5 we had. But we wouldn't take money. We would never take money. We had a bit of that martyr thing going on. You know what I mean?
We all have. Yeah, exactly. Get over it. Yeah, let it go.
and we were in a bad way. You know, our electricity was about to be turned off. We owed back taxes on our house, blah, 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 blah. Like, and we didn't know how we were going to make this work. And working with you, you said to us, you have to learn how to receive. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't long after we had worked on this that all of a sudden someone sent us $100 out of the blue, right when we needed it, right when our electricity was about to get turned off. Thank you, God, you know. And I looked at this, I said, we can't take this. I can't take this, man, for no reason. Like, I didn't earn this money, whatever. I can't take this. And Julie was the same way. And then finally she turned to me and said, this is what Tracy was talking about. We have to learn to receive. So we took it. Everything in me was fighting it. But I took it. And then within a couple of days, all of a sudden a friend of hers shows up at the front door and says, I don't know why I have to give you this $300. And again, it was, oh, we can't take this, but we took it. And we were so grateful for it. Oh my God, thank you. This was amazing. So then it went from 100 to 300. Then it went to 750. Then the next one was 1500. Another client just came up and said, I have to give you this $1,500. And this is happening in a very short period of time. We're like, oh my God, I really can't take this one.
I can keep taking and receiving.
But I did. You know, I thought that one was a big amount of money. So I was like, I can't take this. But we did. And I'm like, oh my God, so thankful and grateful for it. That the next one came in after. So you noticed that it kept doubling almost. The next one that came in was $17,500, right out of the blue. And we were just gobsmacked. Oh my God, 17. So we took that again and we were so grateful. Oh, I can't believe this. And the next one was over $100,000.
Thank you, God.
Oh yeah. Thank you, God.
And that's amazing. About changing perception, removing resistance, allowing it in. And then shortly after that, you guys had found that all the creative space of wiping out your debt. Like, this is how it works. This is what I love about these testimonials, is that when you learn to connect and you learn the little tools, you learn how to do exactly what we're talking about. Doris, do you have something you want to say there?
Yes. I'm definitely a person years back living in the mind and trying to control everything. And I remember even thinking, I'm like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night trying to calculate how things were going to work. And it interrupts your sleep. It affects your day. You're anxious. You're constantly exhausted. And it's exhausting to be thinking through life. So we had a crazy life change even last year. And some people may know the story, some people don't, but it was our moving. And we struggled at one point thinking like, it's time to go. Things were falling apart and we just didn't want to be living by debt. And I said, we want to wipe out debt and be done. But we didn't know how. We kept trying to find homes and it wasn't working. They'd fall apart and we'd back out and we couldn't sell our home. And it was just one after another. So finally we had no home to go to and we sold. And it was perfect timing, the price we wanted. It was wonderful. We were stuck homeless. Well, we're like, well, how are we going to find a home? And after about 3 weeks, we had 9 days before we had to move. We finally found a home where this gentleman gave us a very short period of time, a 6-month rental, which was impossible. He gave us to us a good rate. He gave us an amount of time to bounce and step up out of our issue and have the platform to be able to look for a new home. Well, at that point, we're like, well, we kind of like this whole renting thing because now we're investing money and now it's making money. It's paying rent. It's like, what a new prospect out of the brain. And it's funny because even during the process of being homeless, I was starting to not think in my head. And everyone's like, why aren't you stressed out? Why are you not affected by this? I said, well, it's going to work out. I just have to really look for the signs. And then they just kept appearing. Finally, at the end, now we're due for our home to close, like our rental to be over at 6 months. And again, we're homeless. So we're like, here we are again. And everyone's like, how are you not stressed out? I said, well, I've been having my eyes set on this one home and I want it and I pursued it, but I hadn't found the right timing. And the one day I said to my daughter, we're going today to go see this house. And I was at the open house and the actual owner showed up. And by the time I asked him, he first resisted because he wanted someone to buy it. And about 2 weeks later, he came back with the, you know what, I will rent it to you. And then the price was absolutely amazingly low for market value. And I think he may think we want to buy it in the end, but I'm just so thankful we ended up with a beautiful house with a 15-month rental, lower than market value. And all I did was just follow the signs and my instinct. I did not allow it to actually take over because I would have been throwing the pity party. I've been crying in my room, my family, what am I going to do? I've torn them apart, all these things in my head. But at the end, I held it together and I just said, hey, and I kept saying to them, this is going to work. And when I got that phone call that he agreed to rent it, I actually was in tears because I said that was godsend. And I actually was. Godsend. And my daughter's with me. She's like, what's wrong with you, mommy? I'm like, I'm so moved right now. It was like you said, it was like a divine moment. And then I almost lost control of my emotions.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's also when we say this is going to work, it's with conviction. I know we have to take a break and I want to jump into this a little bit more. For everybody listening, I want to encourage you to go to tracyalclerk.com. We have three different spaces. We have the Effortless Academy, which is where you dip your toe in. If you want to kind of see what we're doing, get some shifting, some coaching once a week, that's the baby one. People always ask us. The Miraculous Academy is 5 days a week of shifting you and coaching you and teaching you. That's more intense, but we also have launched our new version of the Evolutionary Academy, which is you have me live every week with you, coaching with these people in front of you, helping to give you all the tips and the tools for the year to make sure that you are shifting and getting all of this information and feedback from the group every week. And I've done these for the last couple of years. They're extremely powerful. So if you're the serious person that says, I'm not going to go into 2020 with another year like this, that's the one you want to look at because we don't go slow. We want to go fast. It's new and it's different what we do, but I promise you will find love, support and community and far beyond with what you're just seeing today. So check us out at tracyalclerk.com on the online academy and we will be back right after the break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women, on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. I am so thrilled to have our new listeners and our older listeners as well. I know we hit 90 outlets around the world, so we always have fun with all of you. And we know today is not a call-in day, but we have been talking about resistance and how when you resist something, that is what creates a stuck energy feeling in your body. Your body is always telling you what's going on. Your brain and your mind are here to keep you safe, but they are not always here to put you into the right direction. You know, we're constantly talking about that in our community. And so I want to continue the conversation. You know, when we left at break, Doris, you were talking about how your old self would have been all panicked, but you truly went into, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, you didn't have any doubt. And I think that's something people need to understand, is that when you have doubt, that also does create resistance.
Well, this is it. And that was the thing, because I let go of all the timelines. The timelines actually worked out exactly the way I wanted them to. And I'd said it even earlier. I said, I prefer at this time of the day, like I wanted this month particular. And I did want that, but I said, I would be okay if I was able to let that go as well. But it actually did. And everything was sort of at the 11th hour. I don't know if that was a divine test for me to see how far I can go before I broke down. Potentially, that's probably what it was. And I didn't, which was the best part. But it was amazing. And I was just so thankful and in gratitude. And like I said, it was better than I expected, because it was better than anything I had even wanted. It was different from what I wanted, but it was better. And that's the part that was the most miraculous in this outcome. And this is happening in every area of my life now. We're talking about, you know, just like you said, money miracles coming out of nowhere, meeting people that are sort of divinely guided to you, the relationships that you form. But if I got in my head and I kind of buried myself at home, I would miss all those beautiful signs that brought me there.
Yeah. What is one of your favorite tools that you like to use with the clients you work with?
Okay, so a lot of it is, I always say, like taking things in. I love that because that's this one way with reversing jealousy.
So for the people who can't see us, because there's only certain people that can see us, there's a lot of people that listen. What do you do to take something in, and how would you explain that to somebody?
So you signal, say to the universe, you almost sort of put your hand up or out towards in front of you and pull it towards your heart or towards you, signaling that this is what you are wanting to take in. As I said, the energy of what you want. Yeah. So I had done this maybe 2 years ago with a home that I would normally have been like, I'm so jealous they have this home. But then I said, I'll take that. And I ended up with a home similar to that 2 years later. So that would be one of the examples of how I took something in without saying being envious. And I think that's the part that people misunderstand. It's like, yes, we're envious, but it feels so much more fun when you say, I'll signal from the universe. It's like, I'll take a piece of that or better or better or better.
Yeah. And I love that because using the physiology of your body, when you put your hand up in the air, people go, that's weird. We had somebody on our evolutionary call say, I kind of got embarrassed. I was at this big event you were doing and people were like, had their hands in there and they're pulling their heart there. I'm taking that energy. I said, why? You're using the physiology of your body. You know, it's like when you were a little kid and you would go to church, no offense to church people. And you know, grandma's falling asleep, you're falling asleep, like nothing's happening. But when you get your body interacting, whether it's your breathing or moving around, like when you're using the physiology of the body, the universe responds quicker. And it's funny that, you know, when people say, oh, I felt silly with that. And I guess that's another point that I wouldn't mind, maybe Rob, maybe you want to jump in there. What was your response when you heard, he's such a sweet soul in the Evolutionary Academy, when he said, well, I kind of felt a little funny, even though he felt it was in, you know, maybe his friends would judge him, only to find out his friends were like, this was the most amazing thing ever. Like, why would you feel that? Would your response be for that?
Oh, I can totally relate to this one. Like, I'm
your guy. Come on.
I'm a guy. As a dude.
I was one of the first guys that started coming to your workshops. Sure.
We have a lot of men in our community, but I call them the closet men because getting them into the workshops is a little bit difficult, but you know, they are CEOs and they're, you know, executives. They're like, oh, I don't want anyone to know I do that. And I'm like, oh dear. I'm like, get out of yourself. Yeah.
And of course that's, you're not in your heart. You're in your brain. What will other people think of me? Blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And I mean, when we were I remember one time at one of your workshops that you put on music and everybody had to just free dance.
Yeah.
You know, and as soon as that started, it was like, oh, I have to go to the washroom.
I'm out of here.
And it's because through our whole lives, we are, instead of making choices that are very dear to us and important to us and what we think and how we feel, we make a lot of choices from what we think that other people are going to think of us. You know, and I have a great saying for that. I say, what you think of me is none of my business.
You know, I love that. I love that because it's true. And when it works and you understand the reason behind it, you know, I don't care. Like he said to me on that call, you guys heard him. I'll explain this to you guys. I had gone to an event and the same person had been at an event beside where the event I was going. So we shared an adjoining wall. And he's like, I was very surprised how when you were talking to me, you were just so candid about this and that. And, you know, there's thousands of people walking by and I'm thinking, oh my God, what if somebody hears she said a different word or because it wasn't, you know, taught in school. And I'm like, well, what does it matter? Because I said, I live a life of ease and grace and I teach all these people to do it. And they're frustrated, miserable, angry. So what are you going to choose? Maybe being seen a little bit weird and different, but it's all just only weird because you were never taught it in school. But when you understand it, it's not weird anymore.
Well, you know what? Even the amount of work I've done, and of course, it still pops up. This popped up last week.
Yeah.
It's that freedom to be who you are. And we were out to dinner and we were with Julie's parents. And they kind of really don't understand what we're doing and all that kind of thing. You know, we're a bit weird and all that. And all of a sudden, Julie just came up because she's totally free. She is, I am who I am, and I will tell it to anybody. And she said to them, oh, yeah, well, we have this girl in our community who's an animal communicator. And she was talking to our dogs, blah, blah, blah. And as I sat there, I felt like in my heart, go, ugh. And then I had to go, oh, what am I worried about, man? Reset, let go, get rid of that. Because all of a sudden it was like, what are they going to think of us?
Yeah. Well, and this is a really good point because no matter what you go through in life. This is why it's a way of living. Like when people say, how did we achieve here? I'm like, I live it every day. It's why we've created the programs the way we have. Because if you're not living it every day, you're not going to get the results. It's like, you know, I always use that analogy. A pro athlete doesn't become a pro athlete because they went one time to do the sport and then bang, they're the top of their field. It's every day. It's in it. It's being it. And yeah, so another layer comes off and then you got to catch it right away. Like you did, right? Like, oh, what if they think I'm crazy because this lady says she can talk to animals? Well, who cares? Because again, your life is beautiful. You don't have sickness, illness, disease, and lack. You have a beautiful life. So
yeah. And it's like, if you make it sound like it's so normal, what is normal? And that's how I say it before. You
what
like,
is normal?
There's an animal communicator. You know, it sounds actually like it's taboo. It's like, but it's actually not. Because it's like, well, I know she's legit. She managed to clear stuff or communicate what my dog, that was like, wow, that was pretty incredible. That's real. It sounds real to me. I'm going to make it feel real.
And what is real and what's an illusion is really up to your perception of what you've been taught. So, you know, people are taught in school, you go to school, you learn really boring stuff. You go to university, learn some more boring stuff that doesn't really help you in life. You go get your job and then you're bored. Okay, well, pay your taxes and be a good little worker bee. And, you know, for most people, it doesn't work for them, but they think that's real because that's all they've been taught. You know, and so, yeah, it's like, it's different.
So limiting.
It's like, it is limiting. And I think that's this big thing that I really feel I'd love our listeners to get more of is how can, you know, they really need to, if you're feeling stuck, really look at it every day of looking at what you're resistant to. Even do it for a week and watch how many breakthroughs you'll get. It's huge. It's really huge.
And I think one of the big things, Doris said it earlier, it popped out of me right away as soon as she said it. And I knew I had to say something about this is, she was talking about her whole issue with her housing and all that. And what she did was she trusted her intuition.
Yes.
And she went, and all of a sudden when she turned up, the owner just happened to be there and everything worked out. And a lot of the times we won't trust our intuition. We override it with our brain. Mm-hmm. And we have this thing that we always talk about is from the unseen to the seen.
Yes.
So the universe has all this stuff laid out for you and it's there. And if you trust your intuition, it's all going to fall into place. But as soon as you go into your mind, you miss out on that opportunity.
Exactly.
Then the fear comes up in the mind too. Like sometimes you're like, oh, I should ask this person that. Oh no, what do they think of me? And had you asked them, they would have that opportunity. You know, it's like, you never know. I always say to people, what's the word? When I had to break through my fears, my saying in the back of my head was always, what's the worst thing they could say? No. Okay. Yeah. How hard is that? The worst thing they could say is no. So get over the fact that someone could say no, get over that because that's the worst thing they could say. So ask if you hear to ask and you shall receive.
I have this great story that happened to us a couple of years back and it was all about following the intuition of that. And it was, I think a Thursday night and our car died. I mean, completely died. Like we weren't getting it back. It shut down.
It was going to car heaven. That kind of died. Off to heaven it goes.
We had $3,000 in the bank. That's all we had. That was our last bit of money. And we had a lot of engagements on the weekend. I had some gigs. I think one of your events. We had a lot of stuff to do and there's no way we could have got to them. And we trusted our intuition and called her dad. And I think we had a call. Actually, it was one of your financial calls that night.
I remember this story. How many years ago? I do remember this story. Yes, I do. Yeah.
We got off your financial call where we had cleared some stuff. And all of a sudden, her dad phoned back. I found you this car. It's about a half an hour away. Let's go check it out. So we went to check out this car. And it was perfect. It was an older car, but it was in mint condition. 70,000 kilometers on it. 4 snow tires included, another set of tires, and brand new snow tires included for the exact price. And the amazing thing about it was the guy said to us, you know, we brought this here from Montreal. And my driver even said to me, are you sure you want me to bring this back from Montreal? You're not going to make any money on this. He said, yeah, I don't know why. I need that car. Bring it here. And then he brought it, and it was sitting on the lot for 3 months. I mean, the deal on that car was incredible.
Wow.
And he sells to a lot of cops and firemen and stuff like that, where they buy cars for their kids, cheap cars. Nobody was interested in it. Not one person. He goes, I can't understand why this car was here. And not one person has picked it up for this price. So what had happened, if you saw that, notice that, the universe had aligned it for us. It was all sitting there waiting. And as soon as we made that step, trust in our intuition, bang, 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 all the dominoes fell into place. And we had the car within 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's almost like, as we say, we kind of cloaked it for ourselves. It's like, okay, I marked it. That's mine. And that's it. You don't know it, but it is like that. And that's how actually I have a story of how I got my dog that way. So when I looked on the Kijiji site, I did get him off Kijiji. I rehomed him. I know it's a hard place to find a dog, but I was guided there years ago, before I was sort of like even more into my intuition that I am now. So I saw the sign, the number of his listing was a number that was very like good, like divinely guided for me. So as soon as I looked at it, it said he wasn't available December, but this was actually September. So anyway, I let it go and I said, no, this is my dog. This is odd. But the photo looked like a dog, not a puppy. So I called her and in enough time that it was a mistake. She said it was an error. The dog was available now, but nobody had reached out to her. But because I waited enough time, I was available to drive to Brampton to get him, and nobody actually called for him within those days. So I said that was meant to be my dog. And yes, you could probably hear him as a lovely puppy. I'll also let him in here soon.
He's like, please let me in.
Yeah. I know.
You always know when you come online, you gotta let him in. He's allowed to be part. It's like my cats. They gotta be part of the show all the time.
He's just like, I need to show me. Like, this is my miracle dog. This is my guy.
Yeah.
But that's why I said if that didn't happen, the mistake on Kijiji's part for giving that a different availability date, I wouldn't have had them enough time to go pick him up, which I wasn't available 2 days later. And then he was still available, thankfully. So that's why I said it was mine.
It's a creation. It's a manifestation. Yeah. I know as we're getting to the top of the hour, a lot of people have asked, and I would love to get, because you guys have been through this, changing the topic a little bit, because it's so, but it isn't. It's so much around creation and manifestation. I wanted to get your feedback for our listeners, because people are asking about why you walked through the Evolution Academy and how it changed your world.
I will start. Well, I had done the first one. Yeah. I did miss the second one. I don't know why. I think at this point it was just timing with my moving. I think that was a crazy time in my life, but I think I was still in the energy of it. My life at that one point just started to turn. And it was at that point when I started to get out of my head and I was kind of wanting to manifest all this stuff. And I was feeling like it wasn't working. And I kept saying, it's not working. And then when I saw one thing work and I realized it was because I stepped out of its way, then I realized, oh my gosh, things were starting to unfold from my evolutionary 90-day program, which was pretty eye-opening. I'm not one to sort of come out of my sort of comfort zone and show my vulnerability, but boy, did it strip me down that first 90 days. And it was incredible, and I needed it. I needed that shake. You know that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, sister, you need to wake up.
Yeah.
So everything started to unfold after that. And then when I decided to do this last one, I decided to do it twice. I knew that everything was going to be catapulted. And when I looked back at the things that I asked for, checked everything off. And then I was realizing I was getting into the next part of it that I wasn't ready for till now. And it brought me to where it is now. And I can feel now that all I had left was more was the gratitude, the more unconditional love that I needed, because I've unfolded all the things that I had to get rid of. And this sort of brought it full circle. And people really have to understand that when you make yourself that priority and you actually have to strip it down, it's so quick. And this 1 year has been such a life-changing experience. And I do owe it to the evolutionary program, because it has actually changed my life in a sense. I've never seen my life any different and any better than it's ever been.
Yeah, I think, but some of that, maybe Rob, you want to chime in, being the group work, the group support, and how important that is to be vulnerable and get people's feedback and direction.
Oh, like I've been through three of them now. My wife and I have done three of them.
Now they're a whole year, starting in January. So they're not quite as, they're a whole year.
And see, your programs, your normal miraculous program and stuff is amazing. and it helps people in a big way. But when you really want to dig deep and move into the really heavy work, the deep work to get rid of stuff, that's what that program is all about, the evolutionary. And a lot of people think, man, it's just one and done. Oh, you know, yeah, I did a few sessions on that. Now I'm good. The last evolutionary program, Julie, she went through a dark night that lasted 2 weeks. And we've been doing this work for years, seriously doing the work.
Yeah, she really hit some rock bottoms, which was good. They were ready to come off,
They were ready to come off. And it was through the evolutionary and through the group work that she could get that off. But it lasted 2 weeks. Even after all the work we've been, the serious work we've been putting in. And I tell you, each evolutionary that I've watched, this last one was off the charts. Yeah. I mean, I sat back, like I said last night, you know, I watch people, it's what I do, I just observe. And the changes I saw in everybody so quickly and so massively.
Can you just, I'm going to cut you off there, can you tell people why you watched, would you mind sharing why you're such a watcher of people, what you did in military?
Well, that's what I used to do in the military. I used to, well, I was an expert in human behavior.
Yeah, that was your role. So yeah, we'll leave it at that. That was your role. But I, no, thank you for sharing, because, you know, I think it is a time where we really step up and say why and how can I go deeper? It's a program for people that are really wanting to go deeper and not be stuck in resistance and want to have constant support and want to make sure there's people there. And I think that that's the biggest thing that you guys are saying that I'd really love the listeners to understand is you have constant support and other people and safety and communication.
Well, and the thing is, it is work. It's fun, but it's work. And when you have to do that work, the deep work, you have that support there. Yeah. And if you try and do this stuff on your own, you're left on your own and you're sitting in it going, oh my God, oh my God. But when you're with a group, the energy is unbelievable and the support is amazing.
And because all of us at one point have been through something similar.
Yes.
So the advice and the support has been amazing, because you're like, oh, I've been there. I could just tell you how I got out of it. And you're here. You can talk to me, call me, anything. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm so happy you guys were able to say that. I know we're at the top of the hour and we have to get going. Zach's going to, our wonderful producer is going to say, time to go now. but please check out the Evolutionary Academy. If you have been doing somebody that's done a lot of work, perhaps you're jumping around from thing to thing. We're going to get you in your own lane. It is a limited number of people for the year, but it keeps you in your own lane. It will push you and we will not leave you behind. That is not how that works. And it's not how the TLC community works. So we also have the Miraculous program. If you need to have something not quite as intense, or the Baby program, which is our Effortless Academy, which you always get a special if you're a Transformation Talk listener. But that's just a little bit to get your sort of toes in and see what's happening. But it is all about you guys for 2020. It's about what you need, how you can unlock limiting beliefs, how you can actually move through very quickly with tools that you can be armed with each and every day. So thank you so much to the two of you for joining me today. I am so happy to have you both here. Everybody can check you guys out on the website at tracylclark.com if you want to learn more breathwork and body regeneration with Rob and have just a session with Doris. They're here. They're fully trained, because sometimes it's a little harder to get to me, but Evolutionary Academy, you can get to me. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me today.
Thank
Any
you
quick
so much.
Final words, like 10 seconds each?
Oh, thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say the reason that group work is so amazing is because the stuff that you don't even think that you have, somebody else brings up and you're like, wow, I didn't even know I had that.
Oh, me too. All right.
Amen. Thank you, God. All right, guys, have an incredible, incredible week. And we will see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show and getting ready for those holidays. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.